Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent Sarah Latham. Good morning.
Good morning.
I really enjoy following your Facebook page. You all put up a lot of useful, interesting stuff up there. And came across a thing the other day about the rapid decline of oaks. And I find this is a rather alarming report.
It is. You know, that's one of the things that we kind of tie to Texas is the oak trees that we have in. And yeah, we've had a lot of people coming in lately or calling in asking about their oak trees. And so kind of researching back, trying to figure out what the issue was back a few years ago when we had significant drought. You know, the trees are stressed and they're trying to absorb as much water as they can with their roots. And so their root systems kind of open up more. And then directly following that, you have these extremely wet seasons and the trees are basically overstressed. And so from going from one extreme to the other, it doesn't allow them time to kind of recuperate from the season to season. And so they get overstressed and their roots become susceptible to like root rot and then insects that get in there.
There was I had forgotten about this. As time goes by, you sort of put these things out of your mind. But we had an extreme drought in 2011 and then heavy spring rainfall in 2016.
Yes.
And the combination of these things relatively close together in the life of an oak tree have caused some problems. And the symptoms include yellow or brown or brown or dead leaves. And then trees with sparse foliage, thin canopies. I mean, the tree just doesn't look like it should look.
Yeah. And it's a sad thing for this to kind of be happening. But one of the things that you can do if you have oak trees that are still healthy, if we do come about some areas that are during drought, attempting to give them more water so that they don't reach that point of where they're opening themselves up to try to get as much as they can and absorb as much as they can from the soil.
Of course, we haven't had a drought now for a while.
We're in that other end now.
Right, I don't know what you can do about that, but if that's a problem. But if we should get into drought again, mindful of that.
What you can do with the rainy season is make sure that your soil has drainage and properly can dry out on its own. So if it's down in like a low area and the water just sits, that's not good for those root systems.
And you can do something about that. So that's a great point. They say it's not oak wilt, which is a fungus.
Yes, and they have done a lot of research to make sure that wasn't what it was around this area.
But the worst thing about this report says that there are no measures to or no recourse to correct this.
Yes, once it's happened, it's happened. And so just moving forward with those remaining healthy oaks that you have or what you can do to prevent this from happening.
So you just have to take good care of the healthy trees that you do have.
Yes. And start replanting in well-drained areas close to a water source. Yeah. So it's kind of like you have to have both.
Great points. But you all have had some calls.
Yes, we have. Okay. We had someone come in just yesterday that had a set of oaks that were doing well on one part of their property, but not well on a different part of their property.
We're talking with Sarah Latham, and Sarah is the Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent. Now, you had another interesting thing on your Facebook page. I had no idea that this existed, and these are clothes. And the thing I saw was in particular had to do with socks. And but these are clothes that are treated with permethrin.
Yes,
and insect repellent.
Yes, and you can actually buy clothes that are pre-treated where they have the fibers that are surrounded by this permethrin. They sell, there's a whole clothing line. They sell shirts, pants, socks, almost anything you can imagine. But you can treat this yourself, or you can purchase the liquid permethrin from stores and spray them and treat your own clothing if there's something. When I was looking at this, the one thing that I started researching was because I was curious about how long would the ones that you purchase from a store from a manufacturer last. And they roughly last around 70 washes before you need to
It really is a lot, and
before you need to replace them or retreat them. And if you were to treat your own clothing, they would last around 5 to 10 washes. And so you'd need to retreat those more often, but it might be I'm guessing that the clothes that are treated by a manufacturer run a little bit more expensive.
So the reason that we're mainly interested in this is that there has been an increase. We're just full of good news this morning.
We are.
but there's been an increase in the spread of Lyme disease from tick bites.
Yes. And so one of the things that we've seen, and we're getting into the summer months, you know, you always have an increase in ticks and you look for them. And So what the permethrin-treated clothing will do is it will actually subdue the insects once they get on you in about 2 to 3 minutes, and then after about 5 minutes, they will kill them. They won't prevent the bites, and so you are it is recommended that you still use some product with DEET in it to actually keep the insects off of you before they get to you and bite. But it is an added layer of protection if you're working outdoors or if you have to be outdoors a lot in areas that ticks and mosquitoes and so things that carry things.
Right. So if you're in a situation where you're in particular concerned about ticks and that kind of thing, still put the insect repellent on. Anyway, yes. Did you say there was one particular brand or it was?
There is. LL Bean sells. They sell a line. And when in the trials that were, there were two main manufacturers of this type of clothing, and the brand that LL Bean sells was the one that actually came out ahead in the trials. But like, we're not supposed to promote.
Right.
So.
No, but
that would be where you could find one.
That's just factual information that
yes.
that you are reporting. So interesting. And so if you're out in the weeds and grass and so forth, it's probably a pretty good idea.
Yes, it is. And it's just that added layer of protection.
Is there any kind of smell that goes with clothes that are treated with that?
So we've used permethrin in not on our clothes, but in other areas. And when you get the liquid from, say, the feed store, it kind of has a sweet, syrupy smell, but I'm not sure if it has it on the clothes. I really don't know the answer to that.
It doesn't sound like a very unpleasant
smell. It's not unpleasant, no.
Okay, good. Sarah, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Sarah Latham, Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.